You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Homebrew is the best brew because you can drink it right away.
And Daryl.
Ugh, what the hell is that smell? Is that still me?
Greetings and welcome to episode 145 of The Training Dummies, recorded on November 15th, 2016. My name is Daryl, and I wonder if I didn't shower enough at BlizzCon since Rob picked that clip for me. So,
No.
Nice.
I just thought it was funny.
It was kind of funny. How are you doing tonight, Rob?
Oh, good, man. I thought you were going to say something about your legendary adventures this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got a legendary this week. I forgot. That was amazing.
Yeah, you got a legit one, too.
I did. It was amazing. I get like 4 Chaos Bolts for the price of one, which is...
You got like the Oprah Winfrey Warlock legendary, right?
You get a Chaos Bolt and you get a Chaos... Yes. Nice. All right, well, that other voice you heard is our guest this evening. Let's give a big Training Dummies welcome to Dominia.
Thank you.
So how are you doing this evening, Dominia?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, Dominia, okay. Dominia. 4 syllables.
All right, got it.
I'm going to have a hard time with that. Can I call you Dom?
You can call me Dom, yes.
All right, I'll do the same.
Dominia.
No problem. I will answer to anything practically. Ask anybody.
Hey, you.
I don't know if that's a rabbit hole I'm willing to go down right now. But one that I am willing to explore is a little bit about yourself, because some people may not know who you are. And so maybe we'll do our speed dating round, if that works for you.
Absolutely.
Just Dom. How, what, when did you start playing Warcraft, and what is your current main?
I heard about it from friends who would not stop talking about it. I got the game for Christmas in 2004, started playing January 1st, 2005. And my current and only main is my Orc Hunter named Dominia.
Yeah, I know all about those only mains kind of things. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I have alts, but she will always be my main.
Yeah. I gotta stop talking about this subject now. What is the origin of the name Dominia?
I played Magic the Gathering in high school, and Dominia was the original name for that game setting, which is now only known as the multiverse. But it was Dominia was the overall game setting for Magic the Gathering, and I just picked it up when I made my tune and... It's been my name since I was about 15 years old.
I would like to take a second and talk about mains, because something happened a couple weeks ago.
Nothing happened.
On the show, and I was in shock, and I kind of glossed over it. And Daryl actually opened up the show admitting that his Warlock is now his main. Are you going back on that now? Or are you?
I don't recall that. I don't recall doing that.
It's forever in the books, and very easy to track down at this point. So
I heard it. I'm sure a lot of people heard it too.
No, nobody listens to this show.
So are you going back on that? Are you still
no comment?
You still feeling some remorse? Because your shaman doesn't have a legendary, and you're not hyped about that. So
That's true. No comment.
Dom, what's your most fond memory in or because of gaming?
Well, one of the clearest memories I have is the first rag kill in Molten Core, probably because it was the first boss downed in the first raid of the game. But my fondest memory, I would have to say, was when I got the killing blow on Old School Onyxia. We were just dying left and right, and I managed to dodge a blow from her and smacked her with a raptor strike, and that was the last thing we needed to get her down, and that was kind of fun. But ultimately, I would think the friends that I've made over the years are my best memories. I've been raiding with some of them for 8 to 10 years now, so good game, good times.
What is your favorite Blizzard title?
Other than World of Warcraft, it would have to be Diablo. I've been playing that since Diablo 1 when I was a kid. I just love the setting, the demons, being able to kill and wreck faces with the way that that plays. It's just so, everything is just so overpowered and you can just mow through everything and get out some stress. So Diablo 3 after World of Warcraft, of course.
I don't think anybody's ever said Diablo.
I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm. I totally respect that.
Yeah.
So are you hyped about the BlizzCon announcement for putting Diablo 1 back into your Diablo again?
That's going to be interesting. I want to see how they implement it. It's kind of a good thing, I think. It should be a good time. It's fun.
I actually I think Diablo 2 was my favorite. I did with the original Necromancer and like the Lightning Sorceress build and all that. That was my jam, so... I don't know if there's plans for that at this point, but if they did that, I think my attention would be peaked.
Well, Necromancer is supposed to be coming back in, but that's not till what, last half of 2017 or something?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's cool, but it's just like, I don't know. Well, we'll see. I don't want to dismiss it. You know, right. It's going to be cool, and I'll do it, and it'll be fun.
There you go.
What's your favorite raid boss of all time?
Lich King in ICC. And I think it's pretty much because of the team that we had together and the entire expansion. We just had a really great team. Just once we got him down, it was just fantastic. It was so satisfying. We worked so hard on him and just to get that kill and see him die or not die or whatever was great.
How are you enjoying Legion so far?
I love it. I think they did a really great job with the expansion. Other than some of the itemization issues, I think they did really well. I'm pleasantly surprised. We'll see how it plays out, though. I'm going to say that. I was looking at patch notes today, and I'm kind of concerned. But we'll see how it plays out. Well, they've made some changes. My main class spec right now is Marksman, and they've made some changes, or intend some changes that are sitting on the PTR right now. And it seems like it's just a revamp of the way the class plays completely. So I'll see how that goes.
That's what Ian said at BlizzCon, that like they were actually getting to the point where maybe they were going to dig into some of the, not even balance, but like a few reworks and adding utility back in and whatnot.
Right. Utility is nice, but I think what they're doing is they're trying to, right now my marksman, almost every shot I have is an AoE shot. So I just pull everything in dungeons. I tease that I make of a tank can handle me in a dungeon, then they're a better tank by the time they come out of it. It's just horrible, but we'll see how it goes. If they, as always, I'll roll with it. Whatever changes they put in, I'll roll with it.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice, huh?
All right. So Rob, do you have any bonus questions?
Yeah, Dom, what is your, what's your favorite song right now?
Oh my gosh. I don't have any current favorite songs. I don't necessarily listen to recent music. A lot of my stuff that I listen to is old school grunge or progressive.
Oh, nice. What's your jam? What's your go-to jam?
I listen to a lot of Stone Temple Pilots and Soundgarden.
There we go.
So, yeah, it's my stuff.
Yeah, you are speaking my language, man.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right. Any more, Rob? Or is that good?
No.
You good? All right. I don't think I have any either. I'm sure I'll have lots of questions in the topic.
This is Steph from twitch.tv/OddgePlaysGames, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
She didn't even mess it up.
I know.
Thanks. It's not fun. If you have any questions or comments or want to find out how we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at Hind_TTD. And Daryl, do you want to talk about a little bit why we've got Dominia here tonight?
Yeah, so secondary professions. There was, up until Miss, I always leveled all my secondary professions. And then in Warlords.
Except for fishing.
Nope, all of them. Even fishing, even first aid, archaeology, and cooking. I had them all, always, up until Miss. And then Warlords hit, and I had no desire to do that again. And now that...
That's kind of where you really swapped mains, though. And so it's like, it was going to be a lot of work bringing all the secondary professions up on another character.
Yeah, sure. So... <No. laughs> Okay. So anyway, now that we're into Legion, I'm enjoying Legion a lot more than it was Warlords. So I want to get back into doing these. And the systems they have for these are a lot different than anything they've had before. So I really have no clue where to start. Like, I know we give food to Nomi, but then what? He just burns it all, and then how do I get recipes? How do I figure out what recipes I need? How do I get other ranks? Like, I don't, you know, and there's a fishing artifact and all that, and first aid I haven't even touched, and archaeology. We'll see if I get to that one. So anyway, that's why we have Dom on here this evening, to kind of guide us through some of these secondary professions and how we can get those leveled up. So we have cooking first here in the notes, so I guess let's start with that.
All right. Have you started any of your cooking at all?
I've had
no... You do by questing, don't you? Like, just you start picking up recipes as you're doing stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. So once you're running around questing in whatever zone you select as your first zone, you will start getting quests and start picking up recipes. And at that point, you have a chance to run into Nomi, and he'll come out and he'll say, hi, meet me in Dalaran. He's located in the Filthy Animal, which is the inn on the Horde side in Dalaran. I don't know anything about the Alliance side. I am sorry, but not really. He is the little Nomi guy from Pandaland who has grown up, aspired to grow a beard, possibly still has one. I can't tell because he's a panda and they're hairy anyway. And he pretty much is the guy that you are going to get all of your recipes from, other than the drops that are available in the zones. If you don't, cooking is pretty much different from the other secondary professions in Legion, in that you have to have level 700 cooking in order to learn Legion max level 800 cooking. I would not recommend using Legion mats to try to level up. I would recommend using your garrison resources from...
Oh, shoot.
I know the garrison is the gift that keeps on giving, but buy mats from the trading post. Make sure your cooking is leveled to 700 plus as far as you can go. Because once you hit Legion cooking, mats are going to go to Nomi, and as well as trying to level. Nomi does not level you. So you're basically blowing your mats trying to find recipes at the same time as you're trying to level cooking. So level one... What? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so how do we get these recipes then from Nomi?
Okay, level one recipes are all obtained from quests. Mob drops, there are some rare mobs that drop recipes, some non-rare mobs, vendors, faction-based, and not. So throughout your questing, you will run into most of these. I didn't have to grind for any recipe other than the second half of Suramar Surf and Turf, and I just had to kill a bunch of deer in order to get the second half of that recipe to drop.
How did you know that, though?
External resources. I had to look it up because I didn't know. I wanted to target it. You know, I didn't want to waste my time. So I looked it up and targeted where that second half of the Suramar Surf and Turf was going to drop. And I believe the feasts are work order discoveries that just kind of randomly happened for me. But level two and three recipes are the ones that are going, trying to get those is where all your mats are going to go. They are work order discoveries, and the way that you get them is by placing work orders with mats that are used by whatever target recipe you want.
Yeah.
I targeted my raid food and a couple of the other raid foods required by my raiding people.
So, like for me, my gem is versatility. I don't remember what the mat is off the top of my head, but whatever that is, that's what you want to give to Nomi,
right,
to have new work orders for.
Yep. Exactly. And what you want to do is you want to target a few of those. I don't request more than four or so work orders at a time, because I used to just blow all of my mats for my one food, and he would give me like duplicates and triplicates of the recipes that dropped, and I would be just so disappointed. Like, glad that I got the level 2 recipe, but not happy that I got 3 of them, you know. As far as I can tell, it's RNG based. It's not guaranteed. So you could go through this multiple times and not get your level 2 or level 3 recipe to drop at all.
So do you?
It's gotten better though, right? Like the recent patch, I know they've fixed a couple of things. Like, he gives you like, he still gives you food that you can eat rather than just.
Yeah, he returns some mats for your effort, and slightly burnt food that you can use to regain health. But I'm still getting badly burnt food. Like, the time before last, 24 work orders, all I got was a return on my mats and badly burnt and slightly burnt food. I didn't get one recipe, not anything. And then, this last time I did 24 work orders and I managed to get the final recipe that I didn't have, the level 1 version of, Magister's Feast or something to drop.
Oh, so you did get a level 1 from?
Yes, you can. Okay. Yeah, the feasts are the ones that drop from him.
Gotcha.
So,
okay, but, so I was just going to ask, do you have to have, so do I have to have a level 2, or no, sorry, do I have to have the level 1 recipe before I can get to level 2 from Nomi then? Like, you won't proc? Or?
I've seen people say that they're getting the level 3 version of the recipe before they have a level 1 recipe.
I have some sitting in my bag and I can't learn them.
You just can't learn them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. It can be frustrating, but at least they're sitting there for when you do get to the point where you can learn it.
Right. Okay.
As for actually leveling cooking, you have to balance blowing your mats on those work orders to get the recipes.
You have to blow on your mats?
You have to just throw your mats.
Is that like slash blow target?
Yeah,
target salmon. I don't know what the
you're throwing your, would be. You're giving him your mats for the work orders versus using those mats to level.
Oh, I found with my mats, I get greater value out of just destroying them rather than giving them to Nomi.
He's kind of
a butthole.
He's horrible. I want some type of proc so that if he returns nothing to you, that maybe he becomes attackable and you can beat him into submission for burning all your food, and at least you would get some type of satisfaction out of that. Seriously.
That's awesome.
But I don't think we're going to get that. He does. You do get some the ability to level as you go. So you'll get the +5 orange level recipes, and those will give you your best bet for leveling up. But right now, every single recipe I have is gray with one green that only gives me a point every 5 tries. So I'm not even trying right now to get it up. It's just too frustrating. So, also one of the best things to do, especially if you're raiding, is to keep stacks of the purchasable reagents from the supply vendor.
Like the olives and the,
in the kitchen. Yeah. Yeah.
Peppers or whatever.
Right. Get a stack of those, stack of each of those, throw it in your reagent bank. And that way you'll be able to craft the food you need on the fly rather than holding it in your inventory. Some reagents you're going to need herbs. You're going to need, World Quest bacon if you want to extend your buff, as opposed to just eating another piece of food. You can extend your buff with the bacon, up to an hour. And,
is that the only thing that the bacon does?
As far as I can tell, that's pretty much the only reason bacon exists, is to extend the buff of your
Okay, I didn't,
your existing food.
I did not know that. That's
there's a recipe where just, yeah, it extends. And I think that's great because doesn't it extend it by like 2 hours or something? But
right.
So at that point, you're giving Nomi bacon in order to maybe get something that will extend
you're giving
a buff.
Yeah. Okay. You're giving him bacon so that you can get the level 2, level 3 bacon recipe. And then you're also using bacon to craft that recipe to extend your food buff. So instead of waiting until your food buff expires, like for me, my food requires those white gem chips that scribes get from milling.
What, really?
Yes.
Man, I'm out of touch with cooking right now. I make versatility or the one that fighter chow. Man, I love that for leveling. The one that like gives you 1000% regen.
Right. The health regen is awesome. Bacon is easy to get if you do the world quest. You get stacks of like 5 at a time. So it's pretty painless. Your food buffs, of course, are the secondary stats, your main stats. At one point for my marksman spec, they were recommending using the pepper breath food with the fireballs for a single target DPS increase. Yeah.
That's for a few specs. That's their best in slot food or whatever.
And for leveling, I like the one that gives a sprint after you kill a mob so you can just like run to the next. That's kind of good.
I like that. Yeah.
And there's you'll pretty much the achievements that come out of cooking, you're pretty much going to get all of them just by trying to level. The only one you have to go out of your way to get is the yummy bacon buff, which you have to eat 6 pieces of bacon in order to get the yummy bacon buff. And if you're an achievement junkie like I am, then that's something that you'd be interested in.
Well, based on the name of that achievement alone.
So, yes. Yeah. Yummy bacon. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have cooking at 800 yet?
Me? No, I haven't. I am not going. The only recipe that I have, I don't even have rank 3 of all those recipes. I don't have rank 3. And the only recipe that I have a single recipe at green, and I am not going to blow mats on that green recipe just to level cooking. I'll wait until it happens. So, but yeah.
Okay, well, I think we did get one question on this, and I think you kind of answered it already, but when working with Nomi, are some reagents better than others for learning recipes? And this question is from Daggard.
Right. Daggard, just target whatever recipe you are looking for and put those mats into work orders for Nomi. Like I said, I only do 4 work orders at a time per mat so that I don't get duplicate recipes. It seems to work out okay.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to target them, but you don't want to just be like, here's 100 high mountain salmon, and then you end up just getting like the same thing.
Over and over again, right? Because he will give you duplicate recipes. They haven't fixed that.
Yeah, he's kind of a clown like that.
That's still happening.
Okay, well, Rob, do you have any questions for any other cooking questions?
Okay, so you did mention at one point did you say going back to previous content to level? Like, okay, so for Legion, I'm sorry, for Warlords and for Pandaria, the cooking leveling was stupidly easy. So your recommendation is if you are not at least at 700 right now, that you should go back and do the Pandaria leveling or one of the other expansion leveling?
Well, go to your garrison and buy, if you have a trading post on one of your tunes, go to your garrison, use your garrison resources, and buy those materials in order to level cooking up to 700 plus. And the reason why I say that is because the materials you're getting from Legion are going into 2 places. They're going to Nomi for work orders, as well as trying to level your cooking itself. So I would recommend leveling your cooking using the drainer resources so that you can use your Legion resources for the work orders at first. At some point, like 720 or something, you're not going to be able to use drainer resources to level at all. But at least you'll give yourself a little bit of a chance to do more work orders.
Yeah, because I feel like they put those catch-up mechanisms in for maybe not all professions, but at least for cooking, you were able to get up to 700 or, 625 and 700
Right.
It was really easy. And that's definitely not the case now, right? You can't.
Well, you can.
Like for me, I'm a demon hunter, right? It's a brand new class. Like none of your secondary stuff is leveled. Can I easily level to 700 without going back to previous content? I don't have a garrison with a ton of resources and, you know.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, but you have alts though, right? You can buy it on the alts and send it to them.
I do, but like I'm just thinking in the bigger picture, you know, not everybody leveled 32 tunes in Warlords and they don't have, they're not, you know.
Right. True. You can't, you have to have it at level 700 in order to bring it up.
And that was pretty easy to do previously. You could do that in Pandaria. You could get it up just through there at that little the Hillshire farm, whatever the freaking heck that place was. You could do it easily there. And then from there, you could probably still buy some stuff off the auction house or farm it up pretty easily to get up to 700 then, right?
Well, Dom was like at 700 to begin with. So I didn't really have to go dive deep into that. They might have recipes that you don't have to be like level, high level to use if they put a catch up mechanism in there, but it's just the garrison resources make it so that you don't have to use Legion mats. So I guess you could use Legion mats.
Well, you still did need fishing stuff though.
Right. Right. So if your only tune that you have is a demon hunter, then you can probably, you'd have to, or you, not probably, but you could level up through Legion cooking. But again, you'd be using a hell of a lot of mats that could be going towards work orders instead.
Yeah. I'm just thinking a lot of people came back for Legion or maybe moved servers or, you know, like we did and don't have all the resources that
they switched mains and their current main doesn't have cooking leveled like at all, you know, various reasons.
Like you're just teetering right there.
Oh, come on. But don't you have like a your other raid team members can take care of you, right? Isn't that what they do?
Yeah,
they do.
Other friends on the server.
Yes, other friends. Supporters.
Right. Sure. Something like that. Patreons.
There you go.
Cooking nice. Patreons.
All right. So let's move on to first aid then.
Oh gosh.
Well, first aid is good because if you used to have a main that was a healer and then you are now playing a different main that doesn't have healing, first aid is useful. Mm-hmm. So it's good that we learn about first aid.
Yeah, yes. But when though? Like what? Don't you have, like pretty much every class has some sort of self healing something?
Well, it's the same since vanilla rogues and hunters don't have anything. I've never played a warrior, so maybe
some rogues warriors. Got that thing that they could drink that thing and it heals them up a bunch.
Oh, nice!
Hunters got the exhilaration.
Yes, my exhilaration does work. I do use first aid, though. I pop my turtle, and I will use a bandage if we're having some issues when raiding. I will do everything that I can to heal myself. The one of the first times we went and did, I think the first raid that we went into, I was like 92%. In the 92 percentile of hunters for self-healing. I know, right? It's so embarrassing, but hey, I did my part. But whatever.
It's not embarrassing. It's amazing. Oh,
I think that says more about your healers than you, though, Dawn. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. We got wrecked. I think it was the first time we went in for Ursoc. It was just Ursoc on Heroic. It was just horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, can do anything you can to heal yourself. There's a couple interesting, or actually there's one interesting item that I want to talk about. But starting with the first aid, you can train from level 1 in Dalaran. Your Legion recipes and all recipes that you need to level up are bought at the trainer. You can level up from 1 to like 700 something by using a bunch of the Legion cloth, which I believe is Shaldurai silk or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It will make tailors cry that you're using all this silk trying to level up, so I wouldn't recommend you talk about it. And again, I can point out that your garrison resources accumulating in Draenor can level you can level you to 1 to 700. So you don't have to use all
those stupid things aren't going to go away, are they?
No, it's like I said, gift that keeps on giving. You can use your Dark Moon Fair monthly plus 5. And new to Legion is there are first aid quests that will level you for plus 5. An item will drop randomly from Legion mobs that will start a quest. You can start bees from 100, 101. They require things like field packs, which are purchasable from the first aid supply vendor. Shaldry silk, laystone ore, and silver mackerel. And those quests require you to run around, and I think there's like a dozen or so, maybe 16 quests where you're basically healing adventurer NPCs and getting them back to full health, at which point they hearth in your face, leaving you wherever you were. But you do get a plus 5 to your first aid for helping them out.
So there's no catch up like there is with cooking.
Yes, you can. You can level all the way up. You can level all the way up just using Legion recipes and the cloth and silver mackerel fish and things like that.
All right.
So now, the field packs, you buy them from the first aid supply vendor. You cannot use those on actual players. They're for NPC only.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But I recommend keeping a stack in inventory if you want to be able to complete those first aid quests. There is a achievement for completing all of them, and you will get a field medic title if you're interested in that kind of thing. That was fixed in 7.1, so any quests that were completed prior to that didn't count, but now they are counting. The player use items that for healing that work right now are the silkweave bandage, silvery salve, silkweave splint, and they're like between 300 and 500,000 health points. The one thing that is interesting is the feathered loofah, which they just put in 7.1, that heals for 100,000 and also removes a bleed effect. So if you've ever run through dungeons, there are a ton of bleed effects in these dungeons right now, especially if you're running Mythic Plus. Loofahs can be quite useful, and your healers will love you.
You said loofah?
Yes, it's called a feathered loofah.
Like
a loofah
the thing you use in the shower to like scrub up with?
Yes, feathered loofah. And there actually was a loofah that you received as a quest reward in vanilla that was used on the Moros fight in the Burning Crusade for about 3 months until Blizzard hotfixed it and made it unable to be used because Moros put that bleed on people. This loofah cannot be used in the current Moros fight, by the way. It was tested and it doesn't work.
Martin loofah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's probably a silly question. Excuse me, and I think I know the answer already. But I have not seen any world quest for secondary professions. Is that because I have not hit 700 on any of these yet, or above 700?
That's not a bad question. That's actually...
Yeah,
I think there is, but...
There are world quests for fishing. The bacon world quest, I'm not sure if it gives any plus 5 to cooking or not, but the bacon is the world quest. And there are fishing world quests. There's actually an achievement for completing all of the fishing world quests as well.
Mm-hmm.
The first aid quests are drops that you'll get off of Legion mobs as you run around doing other things.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and there are no archaeology world quests that I know of. Those quests are all given out through NPC and Dalaran.
So I'm guessing you need though. You probably need Legion
max level,
first aid
yeah.
or, yeah, okay, to get those. Okay.
In order to get them to pop. So if you're not seeing the fishing quest, that's probably what it is.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not seeing the fishing quest, then just count your blessings.
Oh, my gosh.
We're saving the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Rob, do you have any other questions on first aid? I think I'm good on first aid.
Nah.
All right. Do you have any last point to make about first aid, Dom?
No, other All than right. It's not anything that's fully necessary for your travels All in right. that Legion.
So then let's go on to archaeology. And
okay, now you said you've leveled archaeology before.
I did in Kata.
I had it maxed in Mists for okay. sure, but I didn't touch it in Warlords at all.
Right. They've added some interesting things to it. There is a NPC in Dalaran in a shop called Things of the Past, and her name is Darren-S. She can train anyone from level 1 all the way up. In order to unlock your level 800 max skill, you have to visit a dig site in Legion and get the excavator's notebook, and that's pretty much obtained easily from your first dig site. It's nothing you need to grind for. They also added a little thing called standing on it, which is a dig indicator. So when you're running towards your, you know, this is where your item is going to be, you know, you're going to find some fragments here. Uh-huh. You will see this little shovel pop up, glowing shovel pop up above your head, and the standing on it buff will come up. And that's how you know that if you dig right in that spot, you're going to uncover a fragment. So it makes it a little bit easier. There's less flailing around trying to find where you're supposed to be digging. So that's nice. The other thing that they put in is bi-weekly quests. So 14-day quests that will give you a rare solve, which is you can't dig up a rare. You're digging up commons. So the quest is okay. the only way to get your rares. The new races that they've put in are your Highborn, Demonic, and High Mountain Tauren. And each of those have a huge amount of lore attached to them. So if you're into that, if you want to read about their past and their history, that's something that archaeology is going to bring up for you. It's a lot of flavor is basically what it is. So
okay.
Yeah, I keep seeing in this in Dalaran, there's like this, somebody's trying to give me a quest that's like a High Mountain archaeology quest, and I keep telling them no.
Right.
Leave me alone, please.
It rotates every 2 weeks, and there are 13 of them, so it's going to take a half a year to complete all of the quests for archaeology and to obtain Whoa. All of those rare solves if you're into that. And of course, the solve that you're going to get when you complete those quests, the rares are going to be flavor items. There's a toy, there's a battle pet, a mount, and an heirloom polearm available.
See, I was just going to ask. I know in Kata, you had like the sandstone drink that was the two-person dragon mount and the raptor bone mount and a pet. Like, is there anything like that valuable or that cool? Or is it just kind of like at this point, it's just archaeology?
Well, the sandstone mount was from alchemy, but yes, the mount.
Yeah, it was from alchemy, but you had to.
Yes, you had it. You had to
archaeologize it.
Exactly, to get the recipe. To get the recipe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you had to discover the recipe there, and then an alchemist can make it. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. The spectral moose mount, which is called Spirit of Ekaro. I don't think I'm pronouncing
Spirit
that correctly.
Of Canada.
Something like that. Yes, the Spirit of Canada spectral moose mount is one of the solves that you get for doing the biweekly quests.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yep. The Spear of Rethu, which is the heirloom polearm. And then the other thing that I just recently acquired is called the Key of Kalindras, which allows you to gain access to a secret side room within Blackrook Hold. And there is a mob in that room that, an optional mob that you can kill, and of course has, you know, the same chance of dropping awesome stuff as the other bosses in Blackrook Hold, but the room is only able to be opened if someone has acquired the key.
All right.
So that's
kind of like what was it in in Kata, all the, if you had archaeology, that there was like an extra boss or an extra thing you could do in most of the dungeons.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep, yep. And there's a bunch of achievements attached to archaeology. Two, the interesting ones are if you complete 250 of the Legion dig sites, you get a title, the Groundbreaker. And the most interesting one that I'm interested in going for is the you get an artifact weapon tint color for your artifact.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like that.
If you obtain 8 of the rare archaeological finds. But again, you'd have to do the biweekly quests in order to 8 times in order to get that.
For me, a lot of this stuff is like a little bit when you start to get to the point of the expansion where you're like, yeah, all right, there's not a lot going on, or I'm getting bored, or hey, we've been in Hellfire Citadel for 16 months or whatever it is, right? I'm assuming that if they stay on point, like they're planning on, that we may not have that kind of downtime. So
not for a while.
So you better get started now.
Where do you find yourself doing like the fishing and the archaeology stuff?
Have,
is that like you just because you're committed to one tune and that's it, and you just make time for it? Or?
Well, my main, yes, I am. I do if I'm waiting on people. So it's like things like fishing and. Well, I can't say fishing because I'm motivated to complete the artifact for reasons. But archaeology, it's the quest popped. And I had it in my quest log, and I feel compelled to complete it. It's,
yeah, I understand that.
You know, it's one of those things. And the first aid things, the quest will pop as I'm killing another mob. And again, I feel compelled to get it out of my quest log instead of
abandoning. That's what the ignore button is for.
I know.
Or quests, yeah, where you're like, no. I know.
There you go.
I can't. I have no self-control so bad. But yes.
Go home fishing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There you go.
Mm.
All right. So is there anything else for archaeology then?
No, that's pretty much it. Like I said, there's a lot of achievements, but it has mostly to do with the solves,
right,
common,
okay,
and rare.
Okay, well then let's get on to fishing.
Saving the best for last.
Saving the best for last.
Yes.
Oh, I don't understand.
What? My goodness.
Okay, do you want me to naysay now or later or not at all?
You can naysay whenever. Go ahead.
I don't... Like, literally, outside of getting maybe some mats, like, what the heck is with fishing? Why?
It's like Everest. It's there. You can conquer it. It's you get an artifact.
And other artifact weapons and Heroes of the Storm and Overwatch. And
oh, my gosh.
But like, fishing, I legitimately tried to do it. And to prove that, like, Demon Hunter is at, like, 140-something, 150-something fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It legitimately hurt. Like, it hurt. I don't understand. Went down there, and there's this dude on the island. Like, tell me I gotta be his friend, and he wants me to keep giving him stuff. And I'm like, dude, you're way too needy. I'm not catching anything. And then I catch mana, and I'm like, oh, throw it back in. Like, what's going on here?
Well, the point for me was to get the artifact. So that I could have an artifact fishing pole. It's like a status kind of a thing. You work hard for it and you get it. And you get it leveled up. It helps if you have somebody that you want to beat.
with a fishing pole. Like
with
you
a fishing
want
pole,
to
yes.
Beat them with
yes.
It.
Well, that in okay. Addition to getting your fishing, your artifact leveled before they do,
oh,
just because you can.
Like friendly competition.
Yes, competition, yes. Friendly, maybe. I don't know.
Passive-aggressive yeah, competition.
Something along those lines.
How many gold per cast can you
exactly.
Can you
make,
right?
There we go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Somewhat disappointing that Nat Pagel is not the trainer for that, the go-to trainer for fishing. Conjurer Margoth, which is this usurper who resides on an island off of Dalaran. He is not Nat Pagel. He will never be Nat Pagel.
He's a demon.
I don't. I Yes, exactly.
He's just disguised.
He's hanging out at his retreat. You got to get to his island in order to get drowned mana from his little pond there. As pointed out by other podcasts, there are no breadcrumb quests leading you to him. The only thing I can think of is that there is something called an Emblem of Margos, which can be fished up in the underbelly of Dalaran, and that you use that item and it teleports you to Margos. And the first thing he says to you when you get to him is, oh, how did you arrive here? So it's kind of like rubbing it in your face that there is no, you know, breadcrumb trail to him. But he, the initial quest that he has is for drowned mana. He teaches you what that is. And it's basically the currency that you use to gain reputation with him that unlocks things that he sells. And the way to get this drowned mana, the easiest way, is to join a drowned mana farming raid through the group finder tool. And you have, I'm serious, you have 40 people fishing in his pond all at once. Endless marks of Aquaeos, or Aquaeos, whatever the dude's name is. Throw that into the pond and it spawns this elemental called Aquaeos the Unleash. You kill him and then the pond turns into this 100% drowned mana per cast for 2 or 3 minutes. And just lather, rinse, repeat. It's the same thing over and over again. You can get a lot of drowned mana all at once. You can level your rep with him all at once, as well as buy things from him. He sells stuff. He sells stuff, lots of stuff. Have you attended any drowned mana raids, Daryl? I think I saw you in one.
Yes, I have.
Yes,
I did.
They're
this weekend, and I believe it was the person you earlier referenced about having a friendly competition with explained to me what was going on and why I was there and how to even get there. So yes, I have been in one of these drowned mana raids.
Well, I am super glad that he passed on the tip that I gave to him about the drowned mana farming
raid. There we go.
I'm glad. that still has a life. So it's fun. It's just,
well, I don't know about that.
It's fun for me.
I do not think that means what you think it means.
Okay. We have different definitions of the word, I see. It goes very quickly.
Yeah, it did.
And I basically just, there are 100 unique.
Well, if you like things to go very quickly.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
No. I'm not.
They're unique 100. So what I do is when I need those arcane lures that you can buy off of the Margos dude, I will join one of these raids, get 100 drowned mana, and then buy as many arcane lures as I can off of him. And
are you best friends with him?
I my rep is so high with this guy, they had to add another bar just for me. So.
And what's and being friends with him gets you access to other things that he sells.
Yes,
like
bobbers
and
it's just like any other rep
lures thing. And
toys,
an axe to cut off one of your fingers because that would be more fun than.
Good lord. No, he has toys. He has 2 toys, a mount, and a pet. So if you are a collector, and lots of people are, that is why you would want to get his rep up. It's not mandatory. All your secondary professions are kind of like flavor-based in Legion, except for cooking, if you're a raider, as far as I'm concerned. But basically, once you get access to those arcane lures, you can go on out and start the quest line for obtaining the artifact.
So, to clarify, though, you do not need to get rep with Margos to do your fishing artifact, correct?
No, the arcane lures should be available right away. You just need to get the drowned mana in order to purchase the arcane lures.
Okay.
What level do you have to have your fishing at to get the fishing artifact?
You have to be level 110. You have to finish something called the Bigger Fish to Fry achievement, and by that point, you will have to be level 800 fishing. I don't think that 800 fishing necessarily is a prerequisite. I think it's just 110 and the achievement, but I don't know anybody that's actually gotten the Bigger Fish to Fry achievement without having 800 fishing.
I will let you know.
Are you less than 1-800? You're less
than 800? I am at 450 maybe right now.
Oh my gosh, good job.
But it's going fast. Like, it goes fast because any of the rare fish that you catch add 5
right
fishing skills. So I think it was at maybe 50 when I started.
See, that's the thing. I was like, everyone, like you and whoever this other person is that is, like, has an intimate relationship with fishing, is like, oh yeah, it goes fast, it's easy. And I have to disagree. It did not go fast, and I am at like 142, and I have nothing to show for it.
Aww.
Except for this super needy guy that wants me to keep buying stuff from him, and he'll be my friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just leave that guy alone. Just use him for the arcane lures.
Now, Daryl, you got your artifact already, huh?
No.
Okay, so you're leveling.
I have. I need 6 more of the rare fish.
Okay.
To get to that first achievement, whatever it is, Bigger Fish to Fry.
So right.
I have 6 more of those to catch.
Right. I feel like this is going to end in a challenge, and I'm going to regret it.
Between the two of you? I think challenges are good. I think challenges are awesome. I think the best challenges happen when somebody is out of town and doesn't realize they're being challenged. And
well, no other podcast does any sort of thing where they like challenge each other.
Yeah, and then put it on stuff. A board. So like, nobody does that.
Not when the friendship is, you know, going to survive.
Daryl and I we've walked a long walk and we're still here.
There you go.
Our friendship is not
solid as a rock. Isn't there a song?
Let's just put it to you this way. Daryl is not nearly as needy as Conjurer Margoth.
Right.
So I feel good. Like that.
So Daryl doesn't make you fish in his pond in order for you to be friends.
Oh, good Lord.
Right? Is that what I'm hearing?
He wants me to sit on his deck, but he's never asked me to fish in his pond.
I see.
Okay, we're getting derailed here. Let's get this back to the fishing artifact. So we start with the arcane lure. So we go to Margos, we get the arcane lures. What do we do next?
Now, the arcane lure, you basically use that, and it will give you a buff that allows you to have a greater chance of fishing up rare baits in Legion. There are many rare baits that you can fish up, and the way you can target a specific bait is by keeping all the other baits in your bags other than the one that you're looking for. And then it basically allows that particular bait to pop instead of...
God, this is very hard for me.
No, come on. It's easy. It's easy.
All the baits.
The rare bait, once you pick up the rare bait, you're going to use that bait, and it's going to give you a buff that gives you a chance to fish up the rare fish. Now, if you don't have your artifact yet, that fish will give you +5 to your fishing skill, and that's a permanent plus. So it's basically like skilling up your fishing skill with these rare fish. For me, I always target fishing in pools instead of open water. I don't know if it is 100% that you're going to get a better catch rate in pools in Legion versus open water, but it's one of those things where it's like lucky for me. So I just go for the pools. I don't get silver mackerels, which is the common fish. Since when you're fishing in pools, you're just going to target that particular fish.
Right.
So, and then as Daryl was saying, the bigger fish to fry, which is the achievement that that's required before you can get that artifact, unlocked, you have to catch all of the rare fish in Legion. And then once you do that, you're level 110, you've gotten your bigger fish to fry achievement. Soon as you get that done, you can fish in any pool and you will have a chance to pull up something called a luminous pearl. The luminous pearl will give you a quest that you have to go back and talk to Khadgar, of course. He's everywhere, right? He's everywhere. You have to talk to Khadgar and Dalaran. Khadgar will basically tell you he has no idea why the hell you're talking to him, and he will make you go talk to Marsha Chase, which is the NPC at the fountain in Dalaran. She will then say, okay, cool pearl, let's throw it in the fountain. You put it in the fountain, the pearl rises above the fountain, and that is going to be where you, the item that you use in order to open up your artifact tree. Once that pearl is in place, Nat Pagel will pop up. And then what he will do is he'll open...
Is this a spoiler?
Is it really?
I don't know. You said no Nat Pagel, and now you're saying Nat Pagel.
Well, this is where Nat Pagel pops up. So
he's hiding in the fountain.
He's something. He just somehow sees your luminous pearl and decides that he's.
So he's like the Ashton Kutcher of this expansion.
He's going to talk to you.
You've been punked.
Yep, exactly. He says, "I love the luminous pearl. Let me talk to you about it." And he sends you on this quest that takes you into a scenario, and I'm not going to talk about the scenario because then that would be spoiling it, Rob.
Can you talk about the scenario?
No. And then basically at the end of the scenario is when you get your access to your artifact. So
I feel like that's the most interesting thing that's gone on so far, and you don't even want to talk.
No, I don't want to. What I can say is that Nat Pagel is awesome. The way he gets you your artifact, the way he gets you the pole is just fantastic. It is a great scenario, and I think everyone should experience it for themselves rather than having me spoil it for them. So
I just want to mention, so if we go back to the bigger fish to fry, there is 3 rare fish per zone, mm-hmm. and 3 rare fish from the ocean as well.
The Great Sea, yes.
Yeah, if you go to an external resource, you can look up and see which 3 fish are from each zone. So you know if you're fishing in Azuna, you can see if you have all 3 of those, and you can just leave Azuna then and go to Valshara, and then you can go High Mountain. So that you can target the zones using an external resource.
Yes, targeting the zones is key. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. If your goal is to get that bigger fish to fry achievement completed.
Yep.
So once you get your artifact, then you need to level it, which is similar to leveling your weapon artifact. The key is to have the artifact equipped. And when you have the artifact equipped and you fish up the rare fish, instead of giving you the +5 to fishing, it will give you +50 AP when you use it. So artifact power, +50 per rare fish.
For your real weapon?
No, for your artifact, your fishing pole.
Oh, man. For a minute, I was like, okay.
Right? Yes.
And then no.
Yes. It's the rare. It's for you, it's your weapon, Rob. Go fish. Oh, but it's for the Underlight Angler, which is the fishing pole. Come on. And the issue with the Underlight Angler, though, is that your artifact knowledge does not apply.
What?
So you don't. Yes, you don't get any bumps. You do not get any bumps. So it's basically 50 artifact power per fish forever.
So it's like a whole new special kind of hell.
It is. It can be because it can be. It absolutely can be when you get into the later levels because it has the same. The AP scaling, the artifact power scaling is the same as your weapon. So you'll hit that level 13 trait, which requires 1,000 artifact power. Well, your level 14 trait requires 6,840, which is the same as your weapons. And then it just gets out of control.
So maybe the same person who designed Nami is also the same person that worked on this system.
Or they just, they want you to work for it, for sure. They want you to work for it. But a couple of things to keep in mind is keep a stack of arcane lures on you at all times so that once you use a lure or a bait, if you have that arcane, you have the arcane lure up, you can fish that bait back up and you can fish that lure back up because these are unique and you can only have one of each in your inventory at a time. Now as you go, all rare fish at that point when you have your artifact equipped will provide artifact power when you use them. They'll use the 50 AP points, but your ghostly queenfish schools and your oodlefish schools are everlasting. So when you get to that point that you're trying to level that artifact and that's your only goal, that's the only thing you care about, go for the ghostly queenfish and the oodlefish.
That makes sense.
Because, those schools, you will save so much time. You won't be running around from pool to pool. You'll just be staying right there, fishing up your rusty queenfish brooch or your ancient Vrykul ring or whatever over and over again for however long you want to stay out there. I do want to point out something, though. In Azuna, which is where the ghostly queenfish is, there's something called a Scrog toenail. Scrog toenail, lure, bait, whatever it is. God. It will drop. It lasts only a short time and will expire in your inventory and will spawn a mob that will attack you. And you have your fishing pole equipped. You're going to have to equip your weapon, kill the mob. It's going to waste your rare bait time, your arcane lure time. And if you accidentally forget to re-equip your artifact after that happens, you will be fishing up the non-artifact power version of the rare fish. And you might not notice it until you have maybe, I don't know, 20 of these in your inventory wondering what the heck happened.
Sounds like this is something that's happened before.
It might. I'm not saying it's from personal experience, but it's just something I'm pointing out that could happen.
Okay.
I recommend you delete the Scrog toenail as soon as it drops because you do not need it if all you're trying is for the ghostly queenfish.
Got it.
So, lastly, the duration of Legion lures and baits. The more common baits, 2 minutes tops versus, or they start out at 2 minute tops. And then the ghostly queenfish, rusty queenfish brooch, and the ancient Vrykul ring for the oodlefish, those start out at 5 minutes. That 5 minute period gives you a better chance of fishing up that rare bait again. And the duration of Legion lures and baits is increased by 8% for every trait that you purchase on your artifact. So it's worthwhile to hearth back to Dalaran to spend that artifact power so that you get that bump in lure time and bait time every time a trait opens. Okay. And that's pretty much it. Of course, there's the achievements tied to them. The only one of note, of course, is, or in my opinion, is the bigger fish to fry achievement, which is what opens up the artifact itself. So, Daryl.
Yes.
I'm glad that you're doing fishing. Rob, are you awake? Are you still awake?
What?
Are you awake, Heavy? Can somebody poke Daryl, please? I mean, can somebody poke Rob, please? Daryl's actually the good one this time.
There we go.
I'm trying. And my problem with all this is that, like, I don't know where to begin.
You pick a zone. Like, you would pick Azuna, okay? Find out what rare fish you have. Like, if you have zero rare fish, you pick Azuna. You get an arcane lure off of your buddy Margoss and a couple of them. Go out to Azuna, fish, get your rare bait, use the rare bait, get your buff, and then use those next 2 minutes to fish up the rare fish for the achievement. That's basically how I did. I just targeted that achievement, went from zone to zone doing it.
Does that make
sense? You can do it, Rob. You can do it, Rob.
It doesn't not make sense.
Okay.
But
Yeah, I was confused at first too, but once I got started on it, it is pretty simple in how it works. It just, yeah, if you haven't done it before, it is a little confusing. I get that.
And there is, it's external resources. If I hadn't used an external resource to get the list of the baits and per zone, I can't imagine how long it would have taken. So just basically use the information that's out there. Otherwise, it'll take years. Seriously.
But that's the thing. Like, that's so this is by design that, like...
I guess.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. Let's see here. Do we have anything? Oh, I guess that's our last secondary profession, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Rob, do you have any questions on any of these? Any other questions?
No.
No? Oh, okay. I don't think I have any. I've learned a lot. I've actually... I might, you know, start leveling some of these other ones up here.
Awesome.
And I might even end up back in my garrison, which...
Oh, I don't want to be responsible for that.
It pains me to
I'm
say
sorry.
That, but I see the value in it, unfortunately.
If you still have a garrison Hearthstone, it's pretty easy to get back there.
Yeah, I still have my Hearthstone. I didn't delete it. Dom, do you have any last points that you want to make on any of these?
No, not really. Just that... I wouldn't say that anything is quote unquote mandatory other than cooking. If you're a raider or fishing for cooking mats, if you're a raider. But if you have a sponsor, like if somebody's helping you out, then that's perfectly understandable why you wouldn't want to do it, Rob. I get it.
So. I bring a lot of things to the raid. Fish are not one of them.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Neither is a good tank, but
oh my gosh,
they still let me show up every week. So
they value you for you, Rob. Just keeping you believe in yes. yourself.
All right. Well, you can send us an email at the show at thetrainingdummies.com if you have anything to add to this topic or have questions about future topics. You can also leave us a voicemail there, or you can join our Discord server, and the link for that is at thetrainingdummies.com.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you have for shout-outs this evening?
Wait, so okay, so leveling fishing isn't enough. You have to go and like target all these things to get the artifact and it.
Correct.
Like, yes.
So how long does it take to get the artifact? Like if you're being legit about it?
It took me I'd say about gosh, maybe 5 hours, but I didn't go back to back. I can't say that I was diligent about it. I accidentally let my arcane lure lapse, and so I'm fishing for a while without the chance of pulling up bait and things like that. But just it takes a few hours to get the achievement completed.
Darny, my shout out is for Darny for tanking for me.
Oh yeah,
because my internet took poop and I had to go, and Darny filled in tanking for me. So maybe I don't have to tank anymore. Maybe Darny will do it and I can go DPS or something. But Dominia, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's been awesome, even though a large part of it, like just doesn't resonate.
You just don't understand.
It's good because a lot of people legitimately do love the secondary stuff. So I really appreciate your time, Daryl. Thank you for being my bro host.
All right,
no problem. And letting me have those MVP slots when we were playing Heroes earlier.
Yes.
That was really kind of you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Daryl, what do you got?
Oh, let's see here. What do I got? Well, the whole raid team, because we did the fight that Darny tanked for us was the Odin fight. After we cleared normal on, I can't even remember the names anymore. Emerald Nightmare. Jeez. I've already been there too long, it feels like. Yeah. After we cleared Emerald Nightmare, we went to... just go try out the Trial of Valor. Is that what it is? Okay. Wow. I'm like
Bastion
total,
of Valor.
Total brain farts right now. Anyway, she did a wonderful job tanking that, but the whole raid team did a great job. I think it took us 4 attempts to get Odin down, which isn't bad at all. So yeah, great job, everyone. That was really good. And I want to send a shout out to Dom, of course, for coming on the show and providing some insight to these secondary professions, which I do plan to get started on and start leveling them up now. So thank you for this information. It's definitely going to help, especially the cooking and the fishing. And the fishing ties awesome. Back into the cooking and all that.
Yes.
And, of course, I have to send a shout-out to RNGesus because he provided me with a legendary this week.
Yay.
So that was fantastic. And, yes. Tom, do you have any shout-outs this evening?
Yes, to my raid team, Mythic on Mains, for putting up with me, and to Rob and Daryl for having me on the show. I hope you don't lose any listeners because of me, but thank you very much.
If we had listeners at this point, they would not have left because of you.
So. All right, well, before we wrap up this episode, Dom, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this topic or anything else?
I am at The Real Dominia on Twitter, or Dominia #5437 on Discord.
Well, I believe that wraps up episode 145 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, or thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time,
it's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.